Dick Toledo here, and you've found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, within the 98KUPD app, and PodcastOne.com. And this week, all podcasting content is brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Congratulations, Brett. That was, I think, the first moment you've experienced in the mornings. Those are those things where you're like, man, we're going to stick with that for a while.
Wow.
Somebody said, I got this. It says, congratulations, Adam. I've never actually heard someone get canceled live before. It's usually a tape later. We told John, after Adam called him a monkey, that he could go down to Adam's haircutting place and I'll pay for the haircut if Adam the barber wants to. And John said he's got to learn to braid first.
He agreed to it, though. Yeah. He would do it.
I think Adam only does haircuts that look like mine. I'll shave that right off. Kevin says, holy crap. That was effing hilarious. Honestly thought the days of surprising me were over. Amazingly funny. Please do not scrub that on the podcast. John, when you said, oh, my God, it was the closest I've heard to you being religious ever. And I was laughing so loud, people were asking me, what the hell's going on? Thank you, guys, Kevin. Well, anytime unadulterated racism can pop out through 100,000 watts of radio power, then damn it all, you got yourself a show. And who would have ever guessed? It wouldn't be me that would be the one who's saying something horrible. I'm the one that everybody thinks is a bigot. And I agree to that. But I'm not a racist. There's a difference. Adam is a racist. I am just bigoted and judgmental. But that goes for everything. I've never called a man a monkey before. I've said certain people have looked like monkeys, but I don't break it down by race. I've seen plenty of white people that look like me. I think John Travolta looks like a baboon. That's not racist. I just think they have similar.
Wait a minute.
I know it's an Italian thing.
Adam did it rather emphatically, too. I think he said clearly.
It's still awesome. And thank you for allowing it. Beth and Friends has that stuff every morning. We never get it.
Every morning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, let's go to the monkey line. And then goes to her phone. She calls it that. It's terrible. She's a horrible racist. But she still, to this day, and I don't think anybody's ever going to surpass this, Beth still has the biggest dick in morning radio history. I think it's huge.
She's one mean silverback.
That superhero on The Boys was modeled after her.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's got nothing on her.
I haven't even seen it yet, I assume.
It looks like a wind sock full of sand. It's huge.
She'd definitely be in the seven on The Boys.
Oh, she'd be in the seven, all right. You don't want her bad boy swinging that thing around. Business end of best dick is trouble. And she's killed. And there's no question about
that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, man. If one of you guys died.
It's best dick?
It's not going to be just John and Friends afterwards. There's going to be some alterations. Maybe.
Here's your asbestos shake.
Just killing people. I'll fight Beth publicly. I'll lose that fight, but I'll show you guys. I mean business when it comes to the competition level. She's a tough one.
You could take her if you prepped right.
Man, I do a lot of that tactical black, but I don't think anything prepares her for a fight with Beth. Especially in the holidays. She gets that 1 month of rest, forget it. It's like a wildcat.
Jay would come at you in the hospital. I'm sorry, man. We just didn't expect anything she had to throw at us.
I think my friends up there at React Defense, the Ackermans, have to close up shop after I fight Beth because it would just be bad advertising. Train me to fight that Beth. It's time for the hot releases. It's Tuesday. That means all the stuff that's coming out. It's coming out all over the place today. We got movies, games, CDs, Netflix, downloads, music, who knows what. Toledo, release me.
Looks like we might have some decent games today.
All right.
Call of Duty.
By the way, somebody just texted me and said, it was Jose Mesa. It said, you got to get on this and order up your PlayStation 5. And I'm like, you know what I just realized? I played one game on my PlayStation 4.
Really?
One.
Red Dead.
One game the entire time.
You haven't gone back to GTA 5 or anything?
No, because I have my PlayStation 3. I still have that all hooked up. I didn't feel like transferring anything.
Is GTA 5 on PlayStation 3?
I just didn't do any of the work. I'm sure you could swing it. I just didn't.
Okay.
Why does Jose say get the PS5?
Because it's new. It looks neat. But I went and bought that PlayStation 4 just for Red Dead.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I had a PlayStation 3 before. The day it came out, I got it all, so... And I don't know that I'll get a PlayStation 5 because I don't think I use it like I think I do. One. Do you play a lot?
Yeah, not as much as I used to. I'll probably get a 5 eventually.
I've gotten back into it. I pay the $9.99 for the Sony, and you can download whatever games they have on there.
But I don't play them anymore.
You'll get the 5 when the 8 comes out?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It's kind of like cell phones.
Overnight fees.
At this point, like I'm like, there's an iPhone 11 now or something, but I'm like, I'm on 8.
Yeah, I got
you're still on an 8?
Oh, come on. Don't shame.
I wasn't shaving.
Hey, what are you on? What do you got?
Good.
What are you carrying?
11. 11
you
got, Pro.
Oh, wow.
11 Look Pro, bro.
Yeah, but you go through the company, don't you?
Yeah. But I buy my phones, though. They just pay for the service.
So why did you get the 11? What was wrong with your last one?
Nothing. I just handed it down to Alex, and I wanted a new phone because I was eligible for an upgrade.
See, I got mine's broken.
I got the 11 Pro Plus, bigger text. I can read it.
The jitterbug?
Yeah.
Nice.
The Apple jitterbug.
I just don't want to. I don't know.
You want to go through that?
I just feel like I'm falling into the trap over and over again.
Well, you are, and you have been for 15 years.
No, not really. I mean, I actually haven't been chasing phones. I stopped chasing phones after like the third Apple.
Yeah, but every time you buy a new phone, you're chasing a phone because you have to.
Well, no, because my screen broke. So I'm going to, if I upgrade, it's not because of new things out, it's because my old thing's broken.
Yeah, but you know, when you're in the store and they're like, well, we got this one here.
Actually, the iPhone 10 was out when I bought this.
Yeah, but there's not much of a difference whether you're doing it for that or it becomes obsolete.
There's a huge difference.
No, but the iOS isn't going to support some of those older phones soon
enough. Yeah, but the 8S, I'm fine with that. Like, I've got that, and if they can fix the screen, I'd keep this. Like, when I got this, the 10 had just come out. I'm like, I don't want to go through this whole new thing, and it's not that important. Plus, I hate the face recognition part. I hate it. And you just had a fight with Paul Marshall in the kitchen about face recognition.
Yeah, well, because to use Apple Pay, you can't be wearing a mask.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I had to pull it down for a second to get to the vending machine. Oh, you're going to kill us all. Shut up and get back in your studio.
Well, he's just mad because face recognition doesn't work on him because it says our iOS does not recognize Neanderthal.
we should get Adam back on the line for that.
Oh, yeah. See what he says about him.
It doesn't recognize Ogre. Get me some M&M's, Brett Vesley.
Sorry. Go ahead. I just don't want any of the new stuff. I'm not chasing.
No, that's fine.
If my PlayStation 4 breaks, I'll get the new one. It's like Jeeps.
Yeah.
I've got a 2012 Jeep, and then the new ones came out, but I didn't trade it. I like my old Jeep for beating up and the new one for all the – but I didn't –
yeah,
I don't
but
like chasing.
What you're saying, once you – I know you – going into the store, and they go, well, we have the
– No,
one
that's
that you have here, and then we've got this.
I absolutely
did
that.
Yeah.
No, because they did that with the 10, and I'm like, I want the 8S. Because that's what I had, and it's what all my stuff fits in.
But you have a valid reasons you don't want the Face ID.
Well, first off, that's
you can
out.
Disable that, by the way.
Yeah, but I don't care. This is fine. Yeah. Well, and all my stuff fits. Like all the things I have that my phone goes in.
Yeah.
Are this? Size.
I get. That.
Yeah, that's a racket. Yeah. I mean, you
and
have
that's
to,
the racket. I got to buy $3,000 worth of accessories to just have a phone that I'm going to drop. And I dropped this the first goddamn day I had it. I broke it the day I got it. My dog's tail hit it, knocked it off the edge of the – I had it up on an arm of a chair. And it landed just perfectly, diagonally down. And I looked and that screen split. And I'm like, I'm going to get another phone again. I'm not doing this.
But then, unfortunately, after it gets so old, the charge doesn't hold.
Yeah, this one's still good.
Yeah, and he talked about that. If it breaks, then
– if it breaks, I'll upgrade. Yeah. But until then,
All right, so Call of Duty Modern Warfare – is Warzone. They've gone to a season format, and we're at season 6 now. This is the season 6 trailer for Call of Duty Modern Warfare Warzone.
I'm not interested in anything except for Yoko Ono right now. I'm not playing that until I find Warzone the song. What up? looks pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Like
this. Actually, I'm with Nikolai. What on?
And I thought this was one of those King of the Hill formats, too, that they'd gone to. I'm not sure on that. I think
damn it, Bobby.
Missions.
King of the Hill format's better than any other game you could imagine.
Keep the vehicle alive.
Looks pretty amazing.
Yeah. There it is.
Anytime Yoko can be involved in a video game, I'll buy it.
The Walking Dead Onslaught is out on Friday, I believe.
Whoa.
So this is the latest Walking Dead game. Still fighting zombies, of course. Oh, them in the head.
Their nice. Kills are awesome. Right. Does nice. Kirby play this, Brady? Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet, but she's going to start tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Came back. Covered in blood.
It looks pretty
tell
cool.
Tell me what happened.
I never watched the show, but this game's got me. I might.
Yeah. I never watched the show either. Yeah. People talk about it religiously.
I watched the first season and a half, and I got all
lucky. Only we're living.
Ronnie kept up with it pretty good, but I didn't.
It's not good. It just stopped being good. I think people liked it because they wanted to. You know what else was a problem for that? When I did professional makeup for the zombie walks and had a real makeup artist, I started to watch that show and recognize how bad the makeup is. It was
like
weird.
You can be blinded by it.
Because it's such a distraction. Because you're looking, you're like, wow, they don't even try for any of the background people. It's just
you're doing such volume.
Yeah, and you're like, man, they're skating through this thing. And when I saw like the real professional stuff for up close shots, it looks fantastic. But it was bothering me.
So Friday, the new big release apparently is Star Wars Squadrons. It's the latest Star Wars video game, and it'll be coming out on Friday. So here's the trailer for that.
It's directed by Ryan Johnson.
Don't tell Doug.
You know who inquired
go
about
crush
this?
Crush the sand.
Who?
Kirby D.
Kirby D wanted some Star Wars. Daddy, this for some reason speaks to me. Hey, old pirate, I don't know what it is about this, but it makes me feel at home.
Think you can escape?
This is going to be close.
Does Kirby go to the drugstore and stuff and then come out of an aisle and grab and go, we need to get out of here and fast.
Yes.
Because he steals
let's
stuff.
Go. The smuggler's getting caught.
Let's get to the car, Daddy. I got diapers. Contraband.
Pilots.
That looks amazing.
I know when I get home today, she's going to tell me how mad she's at Adam.
For the monkey thing? Yeah. Oh, you've taught her right, Brady.
Yeah. Star Wars Squadrons. That's out on Friday.
Daddy, what kind of show are you on over there, old pirate? Kirby D doesn't like that kind of language. Likes a world of... You know what? I'm just going to be in the hot tub sucking down a sad Coke 45.
All right, coming out on streaming and TV, The Comey Rule debuted this past Sunday on Showtime.
On Showtime. I watched a little last night.
I think it's a two-part series.
Yeah. And 47,000 emails to determine if one of the candidates in that election needs to be indicted.
Russia, we think they're trying to sabotage Secretary Clinton's campaign.
How?
Never spend much time on Facebook.
8 hours to go before the polls begin to close.
Wisconsin, you see the lead? This is a sweep.
Director Comey, the networks have all called it for Trump.
This is the one with Brendan Gleeson as Trump. He looks just like, I don't know if he's
like I have.
Look at that.
This was not espionage. This was an attack.
You're going to get clobbered, Jim.
Jim Comey. He's more famous than me. Really looking forward to working with you. Let's take a picture.
This will be interesting.
Yeah.
It was on last night. I started to watch a little bit, and I missed the beginning. So I have a feeling it's going to be so Hollywood liberal
annoying.
It won't be middle of the road, which is all I'm asking for.
Definitely.
I'm fine with thinking that things are crooked, but don't lean me.
Don't steer it.
Fargo!
Yeah, you said you started watching this on Sunday. Did they release the first two episodes?
First two came out Sunday.
On FX. So the new season, this is season four with Chris Rock. Good. Chris Rock's second season in it, right?
No.
It wasn't
it's
the
all
last
new
season?
Cast again, no.
Okay.
No, it was supposed to come out in April.
Oh, that's
and COVID
what it was.
Screwed everything up,
that's
so they
right.
moved it around. So it seems like this has been going
that's
on for
right.
a long time. But yeah. Oh, such a good episode.
I just don't know it yet.
And Chris Rock is
the
good.
Roman
did you watch?
Empire.
No, it's and Jason Schwartzman is phenomenal.
Hey!
And you'll love it because the Italian connection is strong. But yeah, the show is just absolutely fantastic.
We should try and talk to Schwartzman again. He's always good.
Yeah, he was a great one. The Chris Rock thing's tough because you can't not see Chris Rock. And you just keep waiting for, what's the deal with Bill Clinton?
I was going to say, that does he fall into it ever?
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
That was my little hurdle.
He stays very low key. But you can't help but watch and wait.
Bill Clinton is a problem.
That's 1950. He's not even around yet.
And he's surrounded by some really good characters that you know that are going to be.
Doctor or Senator or whatever his name is awesome. Yeah, there's some good stuff. The show is phenomenal. And already it's off to just a blazing start. My buddy at Pixar, our guy Hoffman, texted me last night and he goes, wow, you were absolutely right that Noah Hawley has written a gem in two episodes. The first two episodes are so good.
One of the things that's not great, Lisa started watching that Ratchet.
Yeah, somebody told me that was really good. No good?
Not great. In my opinion. Monsterland is the new release on Hulu. This is supposed for October. They're doing a lot of the horror stuff. This is a new series.
What's this about?
There's a million yous you could be.
That girl's from Last Man Standing and Booksmart. She's great.
A lawyer. A bank robber. Happy.
I don't know what's happening.
All different kinds of versions of you.
An 8-part anthology. All right. I don't know what's going on.
So apparently that's big news on Hulu.
Monsterland.
And then the regular networks are still out there doing content. And this one's called Next on Fox. It's about AI taking over.
This is the 24 people did this, right?
And one of the dudes from Mad Men.
Bradley. The main guy's from West Wing.
And
the heck's his name?
Bradley Whitford.
Machine
intelligence can do something that no human brain can ever do.
But this is the people who did 24 are doing
this. This is the guy on Mad Men. I can never remember
his name. The people who managed to create artificial intelligence that's as smart as a human being will be creating something with the potential to outsmart us all.
The fate of the world hanging on a bunch of nerds, most of whom didn't get laid till their 30s. Like most of you, by the looks of it.
Maybe it wasn't Bradley Whitford. Maybe
I founded one of the largest tech companies in the world.
That's Roger from Mad Men. You're right.
Yes.
Is the other guy?
Yeah. So that debuts, I believe, on Monday.
Okay. On Fox.
Since we're off next week, you got that going on.
Broadcast television has a new show people are paying attention to?
I know.
Huh?
All right. That leads us to the music this week. Thunder Jackson.
I
don't know a thing about it, but Thunder Jackson has a new release out. This is the song Guilty Party.
Is it rock? Or
out.
Brett is jacked out fast as the least known Jackson family member is a new album.
It's like it had a Casio keyboard in the background.
Great.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Remember when it was the Jackson 6, but they kicked Thunder out.
Bon Jovi's back, boys.
Out.
Bon Jovi 2020. There's on Do What You Can. Critical
mass. Let me jump Make in. It through.
Is it country rock?
So it seems.
As we weave outside the window. That's Bon Jovi.
Now he's a trend. Moms and babies blowing kisses. Wow. All right.
Out.
Brutal.
Out.
I don't like country music anyway.
Our boy Corey Taylor is out with CMFT, and this is CMFT Must Stop featuring Tech N9ne and Kid Bookie.
I heard a new song from him the other day. Loved it.
I can't remember the name of the song that we're playing.
I think there's terrible things happening there.
Nah, that's just a chorus, John. It's just good time rock and roll.
I know what the MF and CMFT stands for. What are the C and the T?
Corey Taylor.
Oh, okay.
You think?
I was just making sure. I didn't know. I look, I've got to edit a lot. I just wanted to make sure.
You wanted it to be something else?
I did. I'm not going to lie to you. I really wanted that C to mean more than Corey.
One of your favorite people, Dolly Parton.
Christmas She's time.
Prepping for a Christmas album already. A Holly Dolly Christmas.
Look at the waist on that 80-year-old lady. Would you?
Yeah, of course.
You'd rail Dolly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Brady?
Yeah. Already have.
Okay. Why can't you just take one question seriously? I think he's been impotent since he was 14. This is just his.
This child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
This is Bon Jovi.
Yeah, this is the same voice.
That your baby boy will give sight.
Thanks.
All right.
Fart.
So prepare for your holiday season.
29th. Dolly has released her Christmas record.
Devil Driver, Mark Randall's favorite band, is out with a new track.
Army Rangers are taught to make
and
guns.
That's right. And a commercial. Rangers.
And a commercial. Keep Away From Me is the name of their track.
All right. It still says Bon Jovi, Do What You Can.
Does it?
That's pretty good for what you like.
It is what they do.
And to put it he surmised it quite well. Jimmy Wissman, comedian, host of many a podcast, the Small Town Murder one that's through the moon, just text, Dolly is still hottish. All guys have a thing. We're booby blind. I'd hammer her hips to dust if she looked like that in front of me, says Jimmy.
Ah! From earlier this morning, your point about the guy taking the selfie and he fell into the devil's cauldron.
Yeah.
Devil Driver, if that was Jesus Driver, nobody would sell his
money. No, wouldn't sell a thing.
This is a Marcus band, I believe, 6 Feet Under. Amputator is the name of this track.
Oh, my God. It sounds like Kevin from The Office. All right, I'm done that.
That's, you don't like that
that's
one?
That's just dumb.
All right, Brett Vest. Does it make
the body
band
with the dull hacksaw? I'm bleeding.
Terror's out with Keepers of the Faith is their new album.
Remastered. Yeah. Is the old record.
Is it?
It's a great song.
Have you seen them?
Yeah,
many times. Man, this band is so fun.
Did this album need to be remastered?
Not really, but they're probably throwing like a bonus DVD in or something.
Yeah. Well, that's out Friday.
If you like rock music,
they can't do much right now with the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you like energetic rock that isn't all screamy stupid, but they do scream, Terror is just, they're like Pantera.
Yeah. Yeah. This album especially, this is the top of them.
Without the guitar work, they are as close to Pantera's energy as ever.
Is this another band you stalked? You're friends with?
I've met them, but no.
Yeah, riding a bike, a mountain bike. Boom. These guys, you'll crash. They get you going. I like Terror a lot.
That's pretty much it.
There you go. Nothing else?
Queen and Adam Lambert have a live album out with a CD and a DVD
cover. One of the finer concerts I've ever been to. That was outstanding in Vegas, seeing that. I was on a run there. Queen, Manilow, Janet Jackson, all in the park. It was amazing. But Queen killed it.
I watched that documentary with Adam Lambert.
Oh, go see it
live. They have a documentary out?
Guy is fantastic. He's really good. Yeah. And he comes out, there's a big center part where he's like, look, I'm not Freddie Mercury. I know that. No one is. So the fact you guys are here is great. We're doing that. He can't be here, clearly. I'm doing what I can. And then he just starts crushing a song. You're like, this guy, he's not the same.
Is he close?
He can hit all the notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He could probably hit him better than Freddie can as far as notes are concerned.
Okay.
The band can't do harmonies anymore.
Right.
So that's all tracked. And when they do the Bohemian Rhapsody huge harmony in the center, it's the old screen.
Oh, okay.
Remember the video where they have all four of them doing it. But as far as Adam Lambert coming out there doing stuff, you got no complaints. He was great. And he's flamboyant. Like, he's as gay as Freddie was. And he's
kind of what you want, right?
Oh, yeah, I want some homosexual lead singer. A Queen is what I want.
Well, yeah.
And they're delivering.
Outfits.
Oh, he's a showman. He really is. He's great. He was really good. Yeah, it was a great show. And the guitar work, I didn't realize how much, and I told that to Slash when we had him on. I'm like, I didn't realize until I saw Queen live how much Slash has borrowed from Brian May. Like, Slash's sound, you're like, holy cow. When you listen to Brian May play live, it's Slash. It's the early stage, but Slash has obviously done his own thing.
Right,
but that sound, and he even said, oh, yeah, that guy was one of my influences, big influences. He's an amazing guitar player. So you get a chance to see Queen. You saw him here, right, Johnny? Yeah, they were. How were they at the arena here? Because the arena here sucks. Like, that sounds terrible, but I'm sure that they were crystal clear. There you go. Those are your hot releases, everyone. It's 98KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98KUPD.
You want to get away, far away, to a place people aren't. You know what'll get you there? A Jeep. That's right, an off-road machine with a big lift and big tires. A rolling definition of go big or go home. And at Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you can save big on every new Jeep during the Jeep Adventure Days. Happening now. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.